Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Beis Amud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting a brand new siman today, siman Shin Mem Tes, which deals with the halachos of Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry Midoraisa on Shabbos in a public domain more than four Amos. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Kol Odom Yesh Lo Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. When a person finds himself in Rishus HaRabim, he's actually allowed to go and carry within his Dalet Amos, which we'll define, on Shabbos. It's not any problem. Even L'chatchila, it is not a problem. The issue footnote number two asks a very important question. How come we don't say that carrying less than Dalet Amos is Chatzi Shir? It's less than the Shir. It's Chatzi Shir. It should be Osim Min HaTorah because we have a rule. Chatzi Shir is Osim Min HaTorah. So he brings down two answers why this is not the case. The first one is from Shelos Tshuvas Chavas Yoyer, because the Torah permits you specifically to do this based upon the pasuk that we're going to bring down momentarily, Shivu Ish Tachtov. You are allowed to go and use your domain underneath you, so to say, the Dalet Amos of a person. And therefore, less than Dalet Amos is specifically permitted by the Torah, and therefore it's not Chatzi Shir Osim Min HaTorah. The second explanation is given by the Prima Godim, and he writes, in regards to the din of Chatzi Shir that's Osim Min HaTorah, that's normally only when you have the Chatzi Shir itself, the Isser is present. Lo Nesra Ela Malacha Gemura She'asa Chatzi Shir Mimena. It's when you do an actual act, it's Osir. But here, Tiltul Pachos Midalet Amos, Ain't a love shame malacha klal. There is no action over here. It's not considered a significant act. There's also the opinion of the base mayor. So for these two reasons, we don't say Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah in regards to carrying less than Dalet Amos. And now we see the Mishnah Berurah at Sivkot Aleph. He tells us that this is all based upon a pasuk, Hatam Dersiv Shivu Ish Tachtov, as we already just brought down. This is the pasuk that tells us, Hakavona Yeshivas Kol Ish Biyom HaShabbos, you're allowed to sit down on Shabbos, Yek Yeshir Tachtov, the area underneath you, you're allowed to use, and the Hainu Kishir Orech Kol Gufo, which is the height of a person, Vishira Chazal, the Orech Adam Shu Shir Tachtov Hevi Shalosh Amos, which is considered for an average person to be three Amos, and then we add, V'od Amma, another Amma's added, Kidei Livshot Yod Viraglav, that he can stretch out his hand. So therefore, the Shir for an average person is considered Dalet Amos. Or Bishir Zeh Yochel Adam L'Talto Chafetze Mikan L'Kan, and within this Dalet Amos, a person can go and bring something from one end to the other end of this Dalet Amos, and it is permissible l'chatchila to do so. Dear Shu, footnote number one brings down, in regards to this din of Dalet Amos, the Chazon Ish explains that it's only a din d'rabbanon to go outside this Dalet Amos of a person. Let's say you're holding something at the three amma mark from your Dalet Amos, and you carry it to the five amma mark, so you've only carried it two amos, but you've gone outside your domain. He says that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's not an Issa D'Raisa. The only Issa D'Raisa is when you actually carry something, Dalet Amos, Birshus HaRabim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis tells us this Arba Amos over here is Mitzumtzomos. It's very exact and a defined, specific Dalet Amos. It's not a loose Dalet Amos, which means, Behainu Shiim Don't Osam Bitzimtzum. You have to measure it out exactly and accurately. The issue footnote number three brings down that there is a difference between the Mitzumtzom and the Meruvachos, the more wider Amma, and the difference between the tight Amma, which we're talking about, and the slightly wider Amma is Chatzi Etzba L'Amma. If you're a little bit more loose over here, so then you get an extra half of an Etzba, an Etzba being a little bit less than an inch, so half an Etzba will be a little bit less than a half an inch of distance when you're measuring a tight Amma versus a loose Amma. And the Mishnah Berurah then tells us as well, we're going to learn in a moment in Sif Beis, Ayin and Sif Beis, the Arba Amos Shamu Hein Valach So Non. We're actually talking here about an area that is actually 5 3/5 Amma, because as we'll see, we're going to be talking about the hypotenuse over here of a right angle that is 4 Amma by 4 Amma. And that hypotenuse is 5 3/5 Amma because it's the square root of 2 times the dimensions of the right angle, and therefore the hypotenuse over here is the actual Dalet Amos is actually much more than Dalet Amos. It's 5 3/5 of an Amma that we've been always discussing. Dalet Amos, it really means 5 3/5 of an Amma, but we'll see in a moment what exactly this means lamaisa. Before we get to Sif Beis, we have to finish Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber continues and he writes that when we measure this Dalet Amos, it's Ba'amo Shlo. It's each person individualized for his own body size. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains the Hainu. Imo Ish Hazehu Oroch, if a person's very tall, Biyoser, excessively so, Modi Lohar Amos Bizro Shlo, then he's entitled to have his very long arm. Let's say his arm is really an Amma and a half, so then he would be entitled to 4 times an Amma and a half. He would be entitled to 6 Ammas. V'nimso Sh'arba Amos Shlo, Yugadolami Arba Amos Shal Sharbani Odom. His length of his Dalet Amos would be much bigger than a smaller person's Dalet Amos. Mechaba continues and he writes, Bima Moso Kitanet, the person is a very short person, and therefore his Amma would be smaller. Amma is literally from the tip of the middle finger to the elbow. That is the Amma. So a small person would have a much smaller Amma. So then the Mechaber tells us, No Salom Arba Amos Beinonios Shel Kolodim. That person is given a bump up, so to say, even though his Amma is actually only a half an Amma, so he'd only be entitled to four times a half an Amma, which is two Amma. We nevertheless let him have four Amos of an average sized person. Shekol Achas Mehen Shisha Tvachim. And this is defined as being six Tvachim, six hand breaths. Now, a hand breath is really four thumbs worth. Again, it's about 3.5 to 4 inches. So a person is entitled over here to six Tvachim of a normal sized person's four etzbos, four thumbs, to a single tefach. So you get six of those, even if you're very small. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Dalet explains, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shegufo Beinoni Kishar Kol Adam. Let's say a person has a normal size body like everybody else. Uzroa Shelo Kitzara Mishar Bnei Adam. Has a smaller arm than would be expected for that size of a body. V'im Yimdedu Arba Amosov Bizroa Shelo. And if you measure out his arm and use that as the standard for Dalet Amos, you Kitzara Vitzara Chufa. It would be smaller than what his body, so to say, would require because he has a larger body. And the Torah says, V'atorah Amos Shavu Ish Tachtov. Each person is allowed to sit underneath himself, so to say. Alkein Nosen Lo Arba Amos Beinonio Shel Kol Adam. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here that the Mechaber is telling us that a very small person would only be entitled to a normal size Dalet Amos for him. But if a person is a larger size person and just happens to have small arms, then he is entitled to the Dalet Amos of an average-sized person. More details about this can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 4, Ayin Sham. Then the Rama is quoted as saying, go look, Ayin Lakaman in Simin Shin Sadi Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey tells us what's over there. Rotsalomah, the Rama is telling us, Dishom Bahaga and the Rama over there, Mavur Le'inyan Yotzei Chutz L'Trum. In the person leaving the Trum, the Arba Amos Modin Meruvachos. And there we go, using the larger size, the looser sized Amma, which we said is a half an etzba longer than the mitzumtzum. However, ochein b'kan l'inyan tiltul arba amos rishus rabim, but in regards to our din of carrying dalet amos, yesh l'hach midavka mitzumtzumos, then you have to use the smaller size shear, the chanal b'siv cotton base that we just explained a moment ago. Now we go to the mechaber siv base, and we introduce this idea that we just mentioned a moment ago about the hypotenuse, the diagonal over here of the right triangle that allows a person to actually have more than Dalet Amos, in fact, 5 3/5 Amos. And the Mechaber says, Arba Amos Sh'amru, that which we said you can't carry more than Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, Hein Va'alach Sonon, that includes themselves, the Dalet Amos, and the hypotenuse of such a right triangle, i.e., the square root of 2 times the measure of the side of a right triangle, which would be 5 3/5 Amos, when you're dealing with a right triangle of 4 by 4 Amos. And therefore the Mechaber tells us this turns out to be Chamesh Amos, 5 Amos, Ushlosha Chamashim, and 3/5. As I said, it's the square root of 2 times 4, which approximates the 5 3/5 Amma. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Kolomar, the shear Arba Amos, Hu, Heim, Va'alach, Sonon, that this shear that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos is actually the larger shear of 5 3/5 Amma, not 4 Amma. She'enu Chayv, Elo, Imtiltu, Kishir, She'ola, Ha'alach, Son, Shel Arba Amos. You're only, in fact, over in Issa Daraisa if you carry it 5 3/5 Amma. Velomi Baya, and it doesn't make a difference, in Tiltil, La'alach, Son, Ha'olam. This fact over here that it's 5 3/5 doesn't make a difference into which orientation you're going. You could set the world up in a perfectly straight north, south, east, west orientation. And you might have thought only if you're going on the angle between, let's say, north and east or north and west, then you're entitled to 5 3/5 Amma. But if you're going due north, due south, due east, due west, then you're only entitled to 4 Amos. No, that's not true. In all situations, El afilu imtiltel biribua ha'olam, mimizrach lamarav, if you're going due east or due west, or misafel nadarma, if you're going due south or due north, nami einu chay bepochus mikishir alachson, even there you're entitled to the 5 3/5 Amma. And this can be seen more in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masul Chayim Alachson, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mechaber goes stam like this opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, even though the Rashbam says that no, that's not true. And Tosos and the Rush also argue against this opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Nevertheless, the Mechaber chose this Stam position over here, v'lo chilik b'zeh. The Mechaber took the Stam position of the Rabbeinu Tam over here as the Halacha, because this is also the opinion of the Rambam, Rashi, the Rashba, and the Ritva. But then the Mechaber tells us there is another opinion, and this is brought down in the Bir Agola from the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Ravid. The Yesh Misha Omer, there is this other opinion that says Shemei Arba Amos at Chomesh Ushlosha Chamoshim, the distance that you carry beyond 4 Amos, but less than 5 3/5 Amma, which we just seem to imply, is still Mutter. He says, no, that's only not Osu Doraisa, it's Potter Avalosu, but carrying more than 4 Amos, but less than 5 3/5 Amma, is an Issa Durabonon, but not an Issa Doraisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Zayin. This opinion is, in fact, the halacha. V'chein iskimu ha'achronim. And he brings down the Sharet Zion. This is the opinion of the Bais Chodosh, the Nachlat Tzvi, and the Elyeh Rabbah, that hold like this more machmir opinion that says you can really only carry l'chatchila dalet amos, and the additional carrying between 4 amos and 5 3/5 amma, while it may be permissible on a daraisa level, the rabbis instituted a prohibition over here and say that it's also midrabon. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Ches, and he explains, ubepachos mi'arba amos gamu de'ezum mutar l'chatchila, but even according to this opinion that says there's a prohibition midrabon to carry between 4 and 5 3/5 amma, everybody agrees that there is no such thing as chatzi shir zosim in the Torah. Less than dalet amos is perfectly mutter lechatchila, as we've already explained the chanal in Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes says it's potter of l'asur. Zui dasa Rambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah continues. It says ayin in the bir agro. Look at the film of Gaon. Shekasa the gam haRambam ode. Even the Rambam agrees. However, the hecha shebeirer lo arba amos l'taldo behem. If a person set up, these are the dalet amos orientation that I want to be able to carry with on Shabbos in this Rishus Rabbim. V'rotz l'taldo be alachson shel arba amos. So he set up. This is 4 amos north. This is 4 amos south. This is 4 amos east. 4 amos west. Now he's carrying on the diagonal. Then even the Rambam would say mutar l'taldo behem av sheola ad chamesh amos u'shlosha chamoshim. And he would be able to carry on the diagonal there, 5 3/5 amma lechatchila. Below called polig al dea rishona, and even the Rambam is only arguing on the first opinion that says it's mutar lechatchila to carry in any orientation a distance of 5 3/5 amma. Only he's arguing rak birotz letalta b'mishor below bi'alachson. It's only if you're going due north, south, east, or west in your position, and only there the Rambam says you can't carry. But below bi'alachson, but not in the diagonal, he agrees. Or if the person didn't set up, this is my north, south, east, west orientation of my dalet amos. In that situation, the lididei ain lo b'cholzeh heteratilkul rak ad arba amos below bi'alachson. In that situation, the din also applies according to the Rambam. You only get dalet amos, but where you did set up in north, south, east, west 4 amma direction, then you do get the alachson, even according to the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'da, demad de kaimalon, that which we learned, the imhevir chayfetz rishus rabam arba amos hein v'alachson chayv, that which we told us this din over here." And you get the diagonal. When we calculate this out, it's where you picked up the item and where you put it down. If you carry beyond this 5 3/5 amma, then you're chayev. However, if you didn't move it a full 5 3/5 amma, even if part of it, if only part of it was still within the 5 3/5 amma, then potter, you would not be over in Issa d'Oraisa. Again, if it's 4 5 3/5 amma, between that distance, it would be Issa d'Rabbanan, as we just wrote down. But the reason why it's not an Issa d'Oraisa is the Hari Lohevir Achevitz Arba Amos Hein Balachsonon Bishlemus, because you didn't carry the full 5 3/5 amma. And this is brought down in the Rambam as well. Kemuchach Meir Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yutes Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mutter lo la'odom, it is permissible for a person to go and take lak or chepetz mishus harabim, to take an item from the mishus harabim, the litno lechaveru, and hand it to his friend, Shetzlo, that's by him, besoch arba amosov, within the dalet amos. So he did not commit any act. We said, lechatchila, you're allowed to move something dalet amos within mishus harabim. He only moved it 2 or 3 amos, let's say. He hands it to his friend, lechaveru lechaveru. The friend then hands it after he goes with it 2 or 3 amos and hands it to another friend, lechaveru Shetzlo, etc. And we see, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, V'chaveru L'chaveru, Shetzlo, this even includes 2 people. Reuven hands it to Shimon hands it back to Reuven hands it back to Shimon, etc. It doesn't have to be a whole group of people over here, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, but even just 2 people is called over here fulfilling this Chaveru L'chaveru, Shetzlo. And this is allowed, Afa pi shachefetz olech kama milin b'shus harabim. Even though ultimately you were able to move this item because you haven't been over in Issa Deraisa, you can move it miles, kama milin, even in the Rishus harabim. However, the caveat, ubavashlo yotzienu chutz mitchum shelo. But if the item is owned by somebody, and that item therefore is restricted to that person's tchum, then you're not allowed to move it beyond the tchum of that person. We'll see more of the discussion there in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. But first we'll do the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud. And he writes, even though we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, it says over there, Isa de Adam Echot Asu Lahuli Chayfetz Pachos Pachos Mi'arba Amos. A person normally shouldn't do this, i.e., don't go carry something in the Rishus HaRabim 3 Amos and stop. Carry something in the Rishus HaRabim 3 Amos and stop. You're not allowed to do that. Why? The Shemo Yavirenu Arba Amos Bevasachos, because you're easily going to forget yourself and you're going to carry a Dalet Amos and then you'll be over in Issa de Raisa. Nevertheless, here we allow it. Why? Hacha Kivan Shu Aide Harbe Bnei Adam, since this is many people, we said even two people, should call Echot Eno Molech. Since Reuven is only carrying it 2 or 3 amos, under 4 amos, so Shimon will remind him, hey, be careful, don't go more than 4 amos. So after Ayidei Kulam Nistaltel Chepet Shetach Rab, even though ultimately it will be able to be carried a very long distance, less long bar, we don't institute any sort of a prohibition over here. With the exception, as we said, Ubavach Lo Yitzienu Chutz Mitchum Shlo, you can't take it outside the Tchum. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kotnyot Aleph, Pirush, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Lo yotzias hachefetz sheyesh lo balim mitchum shelo. If this item belongs to a specific person, you're not allowed to carry it outside the tchum of that person, because every item that's owned by a person has the same tchum as that person. Mimokum shekona shvisa. So wherever that person designated his focal point for Shabbos, you get 2,000 amos in every direction. Incidentally, that 2,000 amos, by the way, is also hein v'alach sonon, so you actually get 2,800 amos. We'll save that for Mirtz Hashem when we get to the halachos over there of Tchum. In any event, ta'ainu b'mokum shebalov kanu shviso sham. So you're allowed to move this item, even via all these people, only until the edge of the Tchum. Therefore, the imkain, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this mea milin, it's at kama milin in the gersa that we have. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah had the gersa of mea milin, lav dafku kamar. It doesn't mean, seriously, literally, 100 miles. Oh, or maybe it does, because it could be talking about the mayor yuchetze hefker. If you're talking about an ownerless object, she'ein lahem balim, that doesn't have an owner to it, and therefore, v'kai malon, the lo konu shvisa, that doesn't get a tchum, so to say. An ownerless item doesn't have a tchum. And therefore, v'yochein yochol lo lichon kamad boy, then this mea milin or kama milin distance could actually, in fact, be done. Furthermore, the Mishnah brings down, v'kosu achronim, d'boi shlo yiskaving shum odom liskos ben b'hag b'osan. In this situation, whenever the person is transferring his 2-3 amos, under 4 amos, in the Shusar Rabbim, when he picks it up, he has to be careful that he's not cone it. Because in that situation, din yiskaving liskos ben, if he has intention to own it, then harehu rak yirag le'azocha. Now he owns it, and it would have to stay within his trum. The Mechaber then continues and he says, V'yesh mi she'osir. There is an opinion brought down in the Bir Hagola in Ozayin. This is the Rif L'das Razot. Zerachya Halevi, Varava Magid, in the name of the Ramban. And this opinion says, Yesh Misha Oser, you aren't allowed to go and carry it via all these people less than Pachos Midalad Amos. And the reason is, well, there Zudim Mishabur says in Sivkot Yud Beis, Afbemokum Shiitiru Letalto Pachos Mi'aba Amos, even in the situation where you are allowed to carry less than Dalad Amos for a mitzvah purpose, for example, could go Misha Hichshik Lobaderech, if somebody is suddenly it's realizing he's traveling on the road on Erev Shabbos and he has money in his wallet, so what's he supposed to do? And this was discussed at Muska B'Simin Reish Samachvav Siv Zayin. We allow the person to carry it Pachos Midalad Amos because of the Hefzid Mamon. Oh, B'Motzi Tfilin, if a person's find Tfilin on Shabbos, so we allow you to do certain things to it to carry it less than Dalet Amos. Hamuski b'simin shinal of sif membeis ayde kama anoshim osur. That's only when one person does it, but to do it through multiple people, this yesh misha osur forbids you to do this, to have multiple people carry it. Pachos midalet amos. Why? The gara, this is worse. Mishum deika zilusa de Shabbos, because this causes an overall desecration, denigration of the Shabbos. And this is the Sharatzion Osur, is based upon the Gemara in Erevin as the reason of the Tanakhama's prohibiting this. The Ramaz then quoted as saying, and go and look, V'ayin L'el, Simen Shinalev, Sif Membez, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel tells us is Rod Siloma, the Ramaz pointing out, the Sham saw some of Mechaber, Kedei Arishon Al-Hokel, that over there, the Mechaber Paskins like the first more lenient opinion that you are allowed to have multiple people carry it, Pokos Pokos Dalet Amos. Nevertheless, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Mikomokom L'Dvar HaRishus, Tov Lochush L'Das Osrim. For a non-mitzvah item, something that's a Rishus, if you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. You should be Machmir, like the second opinion, the Yesh Misha Osrim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da, Demash Yitir HaMechaber HaLoch Aydei Harbi Ebnei Adam, that which the Mechaber allows many people to go carry, Pochos Pochos Yidalad Amos, in a Moel, Kim L'Inyan HaLochim B'Rishus HaRabim or B'Karmelis. This only works for carrying within a Rishus HaRabim or within a Karmelis, Pochos Pochos Yidalad Amos. But it never gives you the Heter. Avolo Lahotzi M'Rishus HaYochid L'Karmelis. It doesn't give you the permission to take something from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. And therefore, V'alkein Lo Yofe Osin Eze Kilos B'Shabbos. Therefore, many shuls do it incorrectly. For example, Shenosim Sefer Torah LeBeis HaKnesses, V'Holchin Derech HaRechov, they take Sefer Torah from Rishus HaYochid and they bring it to the Beis HaKnesses and they do it Pachos Pachos V'Dalad Amos. Shiach Koponim Karmelis, even though they're carrying in a Karmelis over here, Ayidei Hoshota Meyechud L'Chaver V'Pachos Me'Arba Amos, that would be permissible if it was in the Karmelis. But they're doing something wrong, V'Osin Isiba Meshem Motziim in Abayis L'Rechov, when they take it out from the house into the street, the Lazel Lo Mahani Yoshota, this doesn't help at all. And he says, Ayin the Taz, even via non-Jew, the Taz says you're not allowed to do this. If I need to be halacha, this will have to wait till tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up the shir at this point. That concludes today's shir.